This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today we have Michelle Hall Duncan. She's the president and CEO of Encourage Kids Foundation. Michelle, thanks for being with us today.
Derek, thank you so much for having me.
Give us some insight to you, your background.
I'm a Midwesterner. I actually grew up in Flint, Michigan. And it's funny, before the unfortunate water crisis, nobody knew where Flint was. They would say, is that near Detroit? And now it's everyone knows where it is. And, you know, I had just, I think, a pretty regular childhood growing up in the Midwest. It was, you know, a town full of hardworking people. I saw everyone in my family working hard. Most of the men worked for General Motors, so, you know, we just saw people out there clamoring for their success. My grandparents, maternal grandparents, came from the South, from Georgia. The other paternal grandparents from Texas. Again, all of them very, very hard workers. And so I think that's what instilled in me, when I look back, the desire to always do better and be better and show your best self. I went to a great schools. At that time, Flint was a pretty thriving town, and we have an excellent community school system. So then graduated from high school and went to Michigan State University. And really kind of honed my desire to be a business person, so to speak. I had started as a political science major, and I couldn't make it through some of those 8 a.m. poli sci. The theory of man and whatnot, I mean, like, that was really tough. And so I decided to become an advertising major, and it combined in my mind communications and business and some marketing. And so I thought, okay, I'll do this and I can get through it. And then I moved out to New York, the New York area, and started working, met a guy, and then just started, you know, my career. And I thought that what I was going to do was be this advertising person, or, you know, work in the industry where I would sell products and make lots of money. I thought that's what I was going to do. But I also still had that background of hard work and success, and also philanthropy. When I was a kid, I had an aunt who always made sure that we knew that everything that we had was the benefit of hard work, yes, but also just that we were lucky, we were blessed people, and that we should always try to give back.